Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello everybody, it's me Roscoe, and welcome to the latest installment of the Kings of Anglia Track the Girls Talk podcast, a show where we cover all things Ipswich Town women, and we're here to bring you our big season preview. The big kickoff is not far away now, and I'm joined by Tom Cann as we look ahead to the debut campaign in WSL2 for the Track the Girls. Tom, hope you're doing well. Are you excited for the season ahead?
Yeah, very excited. Feels like an absolute age since Ipswich beat Cheltenham and got promoted on that day in Felixstowe. So really, really ready for it to return. Starting a little bit later this year. I know that last season Ipswich had started, probably played about two or three games by this point. I got a notification the other day that it was a year from Norwich City beating them 4-0. So, yeah, very ready for it to return, as I'm sure everybody else is.
Yeah, because obviously the season ended in April last season when, as you mentioned, the promotion celebrations, and now we're in September and we just want to see Ipswich Town Women in action. And, yeah, of course, they kick off their season away at Southampton as I elbow my radiator. Hope you didn't hear much of that, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, Tom, we're going to bring the listeners and the viewers our season preview, doing some predictions, got different categories. We do this for the men's side of the podcast, and I thought we've got to do one for the Track the Girls Talk podcast ahead of the first game. And we've got different categories. We've got the best signing of the summer, the leading goal scorer and how many, surprise package, MVP, American sports, if you like that, it's basically the most valuable player. Where will Town finish? And we've also got a few hot takes me and Tom are going to chuck at you as well. So, and we're going to look ahead to Southampton and do a bit of a lowdown on the Saints. Obviously, Town's former rivals back in the day in the third tier. So it's an interesting sort of way for Town to kick off their season, taking a team they know a bit about. But yeah, Tom, let's start then. And get involved, everybody, in the comments and message us. Let us know your predictions for the certain topics and stuff like that. But first one has got to be the best signing of the summer, because Joe Sheehan has been very busy. He's there was obviously a lot of players that left, but he has recruited. How many is it? Is it seven or nine?
Seven.
Seven. I really should have made note of that. But I know there was like a flurry in one, like 1 week. There was like five or so, and in a crazy amount of time. But who are you picking as the best signing of the summer, my friend?
Well, obviously, with the seven signings, there was an awful lot to choose from. But I've gone for left-back Bethan Rowe. I think that she adds an awful lot of experience to the squad. You know, over 100 appearances for Charlton at this level. Obviously, from Norwich as well. But she strengthens that fullback left back role, no end. Can play both sides as well, which is really important. She's only 25, so pretty much in her prime years as well. And to have that much experience at championship level is going to be really important. She will be the most experienced player in that back line. So, you know, Boz and Leah Mitchell, Summer Hughes, all of them will be looking for guidance from her. And it's a position that they did need to strengthen. Obviously lost a couple of players over the summer. Maisie Barker obviously left, and you left with Summer Hughes as the only left back in the squad. I think she's come in and will really improve that position, experienced and you know, knows how to handle tricky right wingers, hopefully. So yeah, I've gone with Bethan Rowe. There was a lot to choose from, But yeah, I think she'll make that left back position her own for the season.
Yeah, I think it's a great signing from Joe. Obviously a player that sort of knows his neck of the woods as well. You know, she's Norfolk born, so sort of a bit of a homecoming, as we mentioned on the podcast. No, she's from Norwich. But it's, you know, her coming back to East Anglia, and I'm sure she's going to be looking forward to playing for Ipswich. And yeah, I'm going to quickly just run through the signings just in case people are listening who don't know the full signings. I'm sure you do, but as you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure a lot of you are Tret the Gales fans. But yeah, summer signings. So you've got Sophie Bygent, who is a CDM. Then you've got Rhianna Dean, who is a forward. Paige Peak, who is a defender. I want to get onto her very shortly. Then you've got Grace Neville, who is a right-back defender. Ruby Doe, of course, the returning Ruby Doe, who spent time on loan twice, or dual registrations from West Ham and Arsenal in previous seasons. Bethan Rowe, as Tom has just mentioned. And Jenna Deer, who has signed from Sunderland. I haven't missed anybody, have I, Tom? I don't think I missed anybody.
No, I think you've got everyone.
That's everybody. I really should have made like a list of all the signings. But yeah, I think Bethan Rowe is a good choice, Tom. And I'm hoping all of our answers are going to be different, because I've gone differently and I've gone for the first signing of the summer. And this one's probably an easy choice, maybe a bit lazy for me, but Paige Peak. I think that is just, when that dropped, I was so excited because I watched her play, you know, coming through the youth ranks, part of that team who sort of got promoted to the third tier originally. And she was really a standout player then, even at 16, you know, she was incredible. Scoring free kicks and everything like that, and scoring from direct corners. And yeah, she obviously went to Southampton because Town was struggling to get out of the third tier. And she went there and she's spent, you know, two seasons at Southampton, really done well there. And now she's another homecoming and reunites with Joe and the team. And I just think that's a position we need to strengthen in. And I think she'll be good competition for Megan Waring and, you know, Boz and everybody else in that defensive unit. So, yeah, she's going to be a new set-piece player, I'm sure, as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing her free kicks and corners again. And also, she's a threat in the box as well. She scored a few headers during her time. So at set pieces, even though she scored, takes set pieces, if they swaps it around with other players. Because we've got a lot of set piece players, haven't we, Tom, really? But yeah, Paige Peak, she's my pick for the best summer signing. Got a bit of a tangent there, but Paige Peak's mine. Let us know, everybody, your best summer signing of the window. There's a few good candidates. I think everyone's liking that Ruby Doe's returned on a permanent, which is good, because obviously she's been a standout, and obviously Joe has gone with experience as well, which is very good indeed. Let's do then, Tom, the leading scorer and how many. There could be a potential obvious candidate, but who are you going with?
I've gone with probably the most obvious one, Sophie Beskett. I think, you know, she was top scorer in the Southern Premier Division last season. I think she was also the top scorer the season before as well. I've gone with her to be Town's top scorer this season. Not sure she'll be WSL2 top scorer. It would be brilliant if she is, but I do think that she'll be Town's top scorer. We've watched her play. She gets into positions. She's not afraid to take shots on if she can get them away. Takes on her markers and really gets into good positions where, you know, she feels like she can get those shots away. She's always the one that's on the end of defensive mistakes as well. Quite often, you know, if balls are flying over defenders' heads, she'll be the one that's running on and sprinting on and finishing beyond the goalkeeper one-on-one. So I've gone with her to continue that. Do you want me to say how many I reckon she'll get, or
yep,
do that? Okay. Well, she scored 23 goals last season. I don't think she'll get that many, as many as that this season, because obviously, no disrespect, but obviously last season we had Cheltenham, we had MK Dons, and you know, she bolstered her numbers with those games. But I do think that she'll get double figures, and I've gone with 16 goals.
Ooh, 16, yeah. One off her squad number. That would be nice, yeah. 17 for number 17. Yeah, I've been debating this, and I did actually have a little think. Could there be a random one? maybe suffer. No, a player that you just won't think of, because the candidates are Peskett, Natasha Thomas, obviously. But is there somebody just going under the radar? Like Paige Peake, as I said, when she was previous here, she scored a lot of goals. But I'm not going to go with her. And I'm going to go with Peskett as well. And I'm going to go for 10 goals. She'll just hit the double figures. But I think the goals will be shared about this season. I think that there'll be players that will, you know, get involved. Obviously, Tash will score some goals, I can imagine. But once again, with her position now, even though she's our, you know, record goal scorer and everything, how we play, Tash is the one who's the workhorse, who sort of holds up the ball and then lays it off to players. Not back in the day when she first sort of was at the club, she was just always scoring the goals because that was just get the ball to Tash and she'll score. Now it's like get the ball to Peskett and she'll score. And Tash is there to like assist and be the sort of workhorse in the team. So, I think the goals will be spread about. But yeah, I do think Pesk is going to score 10 goals. I think Lucio Brown will score a few, hopefully, as well. Going to be a step up because it's the thing as well, Tom, is going to be a step up for a lot of these players. Yeah. None of them have played. Most of them, anyway, the last season's crop have not played in the second tier of English football before, English women's football. So it's going to be interesting to see how they adapt, especially in those opening games. So we shall see. But no, Pesk, I think she's proven she should have been playing the second tier a long time ago, and I'm sure she's going to be thriving. So 16 and 10 for Sophie Peskett to be leading goal scorer for the Town women's team this season. Surprise package then, Tom. So a player that may not get spoke about much, maybe a player that will go under the radar. What do you reckon? Who do you reckon? Who is your surprise package?
I struggled with this because I think there could be quite a few. And I've actually written down two because they both play the exact same position. And I've gone with Ruby Seabee and Shauna Guyot. I think both of them are going to be really important for Ipswich this season. Obviously, last season, I think both of them were hindered by injuries. But Shauna Guyot started last season really, really well. You could see what she was capable of. She took her markers on. She wasn't afraid at running at players. She wasn't afraid of getting shots away either. I think if she stays fit, I think she'll be really important. She's, we'll come on to this in a minute, but she's also taking that number 11 shirt, which is quite a prominent number for a winger. So I think that she'll be really important. And likewise, Ruby Seabee, I think she, had a little bit of an injury at the end of last season. She scored her first goal on the last day of the season. I think both of them will be really important, I think, for Town. If they're going to score as many as everyone hopes that they will, they're going to need to put in those shifts on that left wing, get balls into the area for Natasha Thomas and Rihanna Dean to attack, have goes themselves at goal. I think it'll be one of those two. If I had to pick one, I'd go with Shauna Guyot.
I was not expecting that, Tom. No offence to those players. Like Shauna Guyot, unfortunately, because that injury last season, she'd become a bit of a forgotten player. Not because of her fault, it's just she got injured and obviously other players were stepping up and doing well. But obviously, Joe has been wanting to strengthen that attacking line. And Shauna Guyot will be a player that would be like a new signing. And she's obviously played in the second tier before Crystal Palace, sort of helped them win the championship when it was back then called then, the season prior to last. So, I'm sure she's looking forward to being back in the second tier. Good two picks there, Tom. Mine is a player that you've already mentioned, and I'm going for Bethan Rowe. I think she's just, as you mentioned, the best summer sign. I think she's just a solid addition. Got experience at this level. We needed to strengthen at left back. And I think she's just going to be just consistent this year. I think she's just going to have a good game every week. And I think she'll, pop up with some goals as well out of nowhere and get a few assists. So I think she's just a solid recruit from Joe. And I know that's a bit strange saying that's a surprise package, but sometimes like left backs are not that sexy, are they? I know Leif Davis for the men's team are really good, but sometimes left backs don't get praised as much as they should, and I just think she'll be a player that will just stand out most weeks. So my surprise package will be Bethan Rowe. But any other players? I want to quickly have a look. It could be anybody, really. Just like,
I do think that Sophie Bigent, I think she'll be quite important as well, especially while Charlotte Fleming comes back from injury. Her and Ruby Doe, I think, will be very important in that central midfield. Rotational. I think that's also quite a good sign, and she'll be, you know, eager to impress at this level and never played here at WSL2 and first professional contract as well. So she'll be, you know, very raring to go.
Yeah, and she's can score a few goals as well. No, that was obviously in the County Cup of Essex when she scored that hat-trick in the final. But yeah, I think she'll, once again, that's why I think this team has got their goal with everywhere. So some interesting surprise packages to come. MVP then, Tom, there's a few candidates, I'm sure. Who are you going for?
Well, the obvious one would be, you know, Peskett. She's been player of the year for last few, but I have gone for Lucy O'Brien. I think you watch her play at Southern Premier Division level, she's just so much better than, you know, everybody, certainly every other opposition player that she's come up against. She just runs through them as if they're not there. She scores a lot of goals. She gets an awful lot of assists. I think last season was probably, she said a number of times, her best season for those sorts of stats. Hopefully she'll continue them this season. She just causes a whole load of issues for opposition players. And I think if Ipswich are going to, you know, succeed this season, I think she's going to be a really important player. She's going to get a lot of assists. She'll chip in with quite a few goals as well. So I've gone with Lucy O'Brien.
Yeah, good shout. Very good shout. I was sort of torn between a few players, like Kai Robertson. I think she's been like a solid player since her breakthrough, you know, a few seasons ago. Last year, she was solid. Doesn't miss many games at all. And I think she's going to be the same this year. I think she's going to be on the team sheet every week. But my pick is maybe an old player who, yeah, as I said, you're sort of destined to be scoring the goals all the time, but she hasn't been doing in the last few seasons because Peskett's been the one scoring a lot of goals, but she still scores, and that is Natasha Thomas. I think she is the most valuable player because she just works so hard for the team. And she's gone through this journey with this team as well, like roller coaster from, you know, fourth tier basically as a hobby to then sort of part time training, you know, a couple of times a week. And now it's like full time. And I think this is going to be a big season for her to sort of prove that she can play in the second tier, because she had chances to come to Lewis, I think, a couple of years ago when she was scoring for fun in the fourth tier. But she decided, nope, I want to stay at Richards Town and use this as my project. And now she's going to be playing in the second tier with that journey. And obviously, she's now become an international with Jamaica, which is incredible. And I just think this year she's going to be just another key player in Joe's team. I think she'll battle with Rhianna Dean for that sort of strike position, but I think she'll start against Southampton, and she will, you know, score some important goals as well. So that's my pick, Natasha Thomas for MVP. But, you know, Ball's the captain, I'm sure she'll lead by example. Who else is there we can talk about? You mentioned
Natalia Negri in goal. Yeah, I think she'll be really important. Obviously, you know, she didn't let an awful lot in last season at all. A lot of clean sheets, so she'll be really important as well. I think everyone's going to, you know, really be important for Ipswich this season. So you could pick about 20 MVPs.
Yeah, this is name check everybody, every player. I'm just going to go through the list. Summer Hughes, Charlotte Fleming, Leah Mitchell, Megan Waring. Who else have I missed? Have I missed anybody? Laura Hartley, the backup goalkeeper. Nina Bialo, Grace Neville, one of the new signings. I think everyone will have their, you know, time in the team. And Joe, I'm sure, will, you know, he's got good options now, which is good to see. Right then, Tom, big question now. Actually, no, before we do that, you got any hot takes for the season? Anything that, you know, anything random you think will happen? What do you reckon?
I do. I reckon, bar maybe two teams, I reckon Town will score against every single opponent that they face this season. You know, obviously that doesn't mean that they'll score. They'll, you know, no opposition team will keep a clean sheet against them. But like, I do think that this includes all cup competitions as well. So obviously you've got two WSL sides in the Subway Cup. I think that they will score at least one goal against every opposition that they face, except for maybe two teams.
You got to tell us. We'll stop this.
Well, yeah, I think that those, I don't know what those two teams are, but they'll certainly score against at least 10 out of the 11 teams that they'll face in the league, I think, at least either in home or away games.
I'm annoyed, Tom, because we obviously didn't chat off record about our picks. I think it's nice to do a surprise because, funny enough, that is one of my hot takes. and it's actually a bit differently. It's actually just scoring every game. I just think this team has got goals in them, and I think they'll just score in every game. So I've upped yours to they've got to score in every game. And yeah, there could be games where they may lose, but they're still scoring. You know, maybe there'll be consolations, which we don't want to see. But I think this team's got goals in it. So they're scoring every league game, maybe cup competitions. Maybe they, you know, maybe they'll lose one game and they'll lose like 1-0 or something. But every league game, I think they'll score in. So that is my hot take. One of my hot takes. So yeah, me and Tom have gone same wavelength there. But in a way, I wish I asked you before record. So like, what's your quick hot take? Just so we're not, you know, copying each other. But no, I like that. Good minds think alike. That's what I like to see. Now, big question now, though, Tom, to end our predictions. Where will Town finish then? Their debut season in a WSL 2 in the second tier of women's football. It's going to be interesting. I know there's a comment actually on one of our YouTube channels saying Ipswich Town wouldn't have actually had played in the second tier before, but a very long time ago. But it was also part of a different brand of Ipswich Town. But in the current guys of Ipswich, this is the first ever season in the second tier of women's football. It's going to be a tough season. There's going to be a lot of players making their debuts in this competition. But obviously Joe Sheehan has been recruiting well, got some experience. But as you sit here right now, Tom, what are you going for? What position is? Obviously, 1 to 12, where are they going to finish?
I think they're going to finish fifth. I've gone sort of middle, down the middle. I think top three, which is obviously, you know, top two is definitely promotion. Third is potential promotion. I think that's a little bit out of reach. I think there's, you know, a few other sides that are, you know, more prepped for it. And Birmingham obviously just missed out last season. Charlton finished third last season. They'll be up for it. Crystal Palace were in the WSL last season. But I do think that Ipswich will, you know, put up a good fight against most teams. Obviously, as we both said, don't think they're not going to, you know, score in many tripping over my words, but they'll score in every game mostly. And, you know, I just think that they'll have a really, really good, solid first season. They won't be in any danger of relegation at all. So I've gone sort of safe going right down the middle with fifth place.
Okay then. Yeah, I'm just having a quick look because on paper, the start is not too bad. You know, we've got Southampton, Nottingham Forest, who of course just got promoted, Charlton, who are, you know, established team, and then Portsmouth, who struggled last year, and then Sheffield United, who obviously are staying in the division because of Blackburn situation. So really, if you think about it, that opening five games, for me, they need to get points. They need to get at least maybe two wins out of there. And if they get draws, it's happy days. But if they start badly, that's when I'm like, oh, no, that's not good. Because then I've got Birmingham. Then they've got Newcastle, Bristol City, Crystal Palace, Durham, Sunderland. So it's a sort of tough run after that. And obviously you've got the cup competitions. But my prediction is, Tom, back-to-back promotion, baby. Why not? No, I'm joking. but now the momentum, like the men's team.
Yeah.
You know,
potentially.
You know,
But kept a lot of their players. Why not?
Yeah, but I don't know. Nah, I think that's no offense, Joe, if you're listening, but I can't see that happening. But you know, if you do it, then I owe you, you know, a few points. But I think they will compete this year. And I say they need to start well, get some points on the board. They won't be in danger at all for relegation. I'm not even worried about that. And I'm going to go down the middle a little bit, but I'm going to go sixth, Tom. Just in the middle, going safe. I think they'll flirt a little bit, though, with that maybe final playoff spot. Because as I said, there's two teams that get automatic promoted, and then there's that playoff, third place sort of playoff against, you know. Because will they play? They'll play the team who finishes third bottom of the WSL one?
So if the top two go up automatically, and because the WSL is expanding, it'll be the bottom team of WSL who plays third team in WSL 2 for that final WSL spot. Yeah,
cool. That's why Tom's here. He gives me the stats and facts. So, yeah, let me have a little flirt with that. But then, I don't know, they'll just disappointingly fall out of that. Because, yeah, the end of the season is tough, actually, on paper as well. It's like you've got Palace, Birmingham and Sunderland. And you think some of them are going to be fighting, you know, for that position. So, start the season well, and then we'll see what happens. But sixth and fifth, I think, are respectable predictions. Let us know, buddy, your thoughts, where you think Town will finish in their debut season in a WSL 2. Now, Tom, let's segue on to the first game. Southampton away at St Mary's on Saturday, 2 p.m. kickoff. Obviously, it's the international break for the men, so an opportunity for fans, if they want to get their football fix, they can go down to Southampton and support the girls. Southampton now, you can sort of say, an established team in this division. As I said, they were third-tier rivals for a few seasons, but now they've been in the second tier for the last two campaigns, sixth and eighth, respectively. They've got a new manager in Solomon Parker, formerly of Blackburn. So, yeah, a new manager sort of bedding in, trying to sign different players and playing style and stuff like that. How are you feeling for this game? I think when we recorded the podcast, we thought, this is probably the, I don't know the exact words, but it's probably one of the best sort of games we could have started with, because it's a team we sort of know about and they'll be tricky, but it's a good opportunity to maybe get a win on the board.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think, as I imagine Joe will say throughout the season, there won't be an easy game this year, as I think every football manager has said in the history of football. It won't, Ipswich won't turn up and expect to just roll them over, obviously, but it is a team that they know. Obviously, we have a couple of players that played their last season with Paige Peake and Rihanna Dean, signed them very early on in the window as well, so that they can embed in. I know that Paige Peake has obviously played with a lot of the players before, but took them from Southampton. Obviously, Lauren Phillips, the assistant manager, has also come from Southampton. So there's, a little bit more bite in this game. Peake and Dean might want to, show Southampton what they're missing out on a little bit, which would be really useful to have. Obviously, the last game that they faced, I think, was in 2022, and Ipswich won in the FA Cup. So, they're head-to-head most recently. Ipswich have won. So, it will be difficult, but I think that they'll put up a really good fight. I think there's quite a few people actually going as well, Town fans, which is great. I was looking earlier on the Southampton seat selection map thing, and there are big chunks of seating blocked out already booked, which is good to see. So, yeah, hopefully they'll get behind the girls and can come away with a win. I think that's really important to start the season off with 3 points. Hopefully the momentum from last season, where they lost two games all season, will help them. It's a big thing in football, momentum. We saw it with the men's team a couple of seasons ago. We're seeing it with the men's team now. Unfortunately, it's it works both ways. But there'll be, Southampton's end to last season wasn't very good at all. you know, they won their final game of the season, but that was against Sheffield United, who I think they got some like 8 points all season, and obviously would have been relegated if it weren't for Blackburn's situation. Ipswich won all of their last games of the season, bar Watford, which they lost 1-0, but and they won them convincingly. So it was hopefully that they'll carry that momentum with them into this first game. Yeah, we'll see how they do.
Yeah, obviously Southampton are a very different team to when we played them a couple of years ago, because obviously they've signed different players and different players have left. But as you said, they had a tough end the last season. So, yeah, it's probably a good opportunity to play them. Just having a quick look. So, yeah, last year they finished eighth. They won 5 games, drew 6, lost 9, conceded 25 and scored 22. So, sort of a balance there. They weren't ever in danger of relegation. I think, once again, they probably got good results early in the season, so they were fine. I'm just having a quick look. They did obviously keep a lot of clean sheets, 4 clean sheets. Their goalkeeper kept, and their goals sort of were spread out as well. One player that sort of stands out in my when I was looking through the team, and I wanted to do this because it's links to a men's player, but Atlanta Primus is the daughter of Linvoy Primus, who played for Portsmouth, their rivals. Men's team obviously played in the Premier League in the 2000s. So he will be a name that some people who are listening may recognise. And Atlanta is also a Jamaican international. So she's a teammate of Natasha Thomas. She actually played in the games in America and against England as well. So Tash will know a little bit about Atlanta, but yeah, it's going to be an interesting battle. And as you mentioned, with the connections with the town squad, with Peak and Dean and Phillips, I'm sure they'll have a little bit of insight on how Southampton are playing. But as I said, they've got a new manager now in Simon Parker, so he may change their style of play a little bit. But yeah, you going to go for a win then, Tom, the start of the season?
Yes. Yeah, I am. I reckon... I think it would be wrong if Natasha Thomas doesn't score the first goal for Ipswich in the WSL 2. So I'm going to say that she scores the Town's first, and I think Town are going to win 2-1. And I think Pesco will get the second goal. So, yeah, Natasha Thomas, first goal scorer, Town 2-1 win, kick off the season with 3 points away from home. Lovely.
Well, that's brilliant. I like that. I was going to go down the same road as well, but do I do a little bit differently? Do I let Negri get a clean sheet? Maybe I do. Because you went 2-1, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I was listening, but I just sometimes, my goes, when I've got ideas in my head, I'm like, So yeah, 2-1, Tom. I want to go 2-0. Why not? Clean sheet, the start of the season, Negri on a way to win another Golden Glove. Why not? And Tash scores the goal, and then maybe a bit of a rogue goal scorer, or maybe Paige Peake on a return to Southampton. Mm-hmm. She scores a free kick just to get the win, to seal the win late on. 2-1, 2-0. It will be tough, though. Southampton will give us a good game. And I think, yeah, that first 10 minutes, I think we've got to start well. When we score early, I'll be happy with. And Tom, what we're going to do as well, we're going to do a little bit of a prediction, ladies and gentlemen, on the starting 11. I'm going to bring up the squad numbers because they got announced. This is a good way for us to have a little look at the team as a whole. Let's take a look, because we sort of knew some players' squad numbers already. Like Rhianna Dean, we knew she's going to be the number 9 when she signed. Sophie Bajan's got the number 5 shirt. Who else? Grace Neville's got the number 12. Ruby Doe has stayed number 18. Paige Peake, obviously, she kept the 24. She had that when she was first at Town. Jenna Dean has got the 29 shirt. But I don't know if there's any other different numbers that people have taken, because obviously Boz has stayed with 2. Sammy Hughes, number 3. Leah Mitchell, was she 6 last season? I need to remind myself.
Yeah, I think the only change with the existing squad is Lucy O'Brien going to the actual number 10 shirt from the 11th, and Shauna Guyatt moving from 21 or 22, whatever it was. I'm probably completely wrong with that, but yeah, she's now number 11.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Sorry, Lucio. Number 10, Lucio O'Brien. I love that. I love seeing that. because obviously that was Eloise King's number for a very long time, but she's obviously gone up the road. But yeah, Luce O'Brien, number 10. Love that. Well, that obviously then picks Luce O'Brien's number 10, starting in this 11. Tom, off record, before we started, we're having a quick little look at the team and just having a little guess of Joe Sheehan's first 11. And obviously Negri in goal. Right back is an interesting one because there's two options. There's obviously Leah Mitchell, but also Grace Neville. So I had a quick little look at her sort of profile when she can play there. So Grace Neville, experienced player at this level. London City Lioness has won the promotion to, won the title last year to get promotion to the Women's Super League. So does Joe start with experience head or does he go with Leah Mitchell?
I reckon he'll go with Leah Mitchell. I was looking at, you know, the two teams that he put out for the public pre-season friendlies against Villa under 21s and Wolves. And he went with the exact same back five, technically, in both games. And I think he'll do that again. Obviously, Grace Neville is a great player to have to come off the bench and add that final, you know, half an hour of experience. And you know, maybe throughout the season, she'll make that right back spot her own. But I think Joe will go with Leah Mitchell at right back.
Okay, then. I was just coming to look on another page because I was looking at the centre-half because there's a few choices for Joe. Quickly run the squad numbers again. So we got, obviously, Boz, Megan Waring, Paige Peake. Obviously, Grace Neville can play there if needed. Who else? Is that it, I think? Even Leah Mitchell can play there if she wanted to because she is somewhat of a centre-half, you know, as one of her options. But do you think he'll... Obviously, Boz will start as the captain. And then it's between Paige Peake and Megan Waring. And you'd think Joe will go Paige Peake because she's obviously a new signing. She'll know Southampton. Yeah. You know, her second debut in a town shirt.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. I think that's a fairly easy pick for him. You know, going into the game experienced and obviously knows how Southampton, you know, knows a lot of the players, knows how they'll play. Yeah, I think we'll go with Paige Peake.
Okay, Paige Peake, Boz as the centre-half duo. Left back, pretty much know that. Bethan Rowe, that'll be our position all season. And then two midfielders, because we assume Joe's going to stay the same formation. I can't see him switching. I know it's obviously a different league and sometimes you want to adapt and you want to sort of change things, but we assume he's just going to play two sort of holding mids.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. And I'd imagine it's the same duo that finished last season, pretty much played every single game together from January onwards when Ruby Doe joined. I'd imagine it will be Kyle Robertson and Ruby Doe. Charlotte Fleming's still coming back. Sophie Bygent is, you know, new to the squad. Good player to have coming off the bench as well. So, yeah, I'd imagine it will be those two in the midfield.
Okay, then. And then a right, Pesk, all day, every day. Luce O'Brien, as mentioned, probably a 10. But then there's off that potential of is it Jenna Deer, who can play there.
Yeah.
So that's another sort of discussion is she's got experience at this level, but Luce O'Brien got the number 10 on her shirt and she's obviously, that was a position she played in a lot of last year. I think Joe will go down that route. And then left is very interesting, Tom, because there's options there. But who are you going with?
I reckon he'll go with Summer Hughes. Not primarily a left winger, but she played there in the last preseason game. We know that she's really good going forward. And you know, she's got a good ball in her to whip one into the box. Ruby Seabee, Shauna Guyatt definitely coming back from a long-term injury still. Not sure where she is with her recovery on that. It's something that I'll probably ask Joe tomorrow how they're all looking. And Ruby Doe is, not Ruby Doe. Ruby Seabee is, you know, she didn't start many games. I don't know if she even started a game last season at all. So I think consistency and continuity will be key for the first couple of games. I think he'll try and stick with as many of the players that were here last season. For the first, you know, couple of games, I'd imagine. So I reckon he'll go with Summer Hughes at left wing.
Okay, then. Summer Hughes, as I say, a start. And then up top, it's got to be Natasha Thomas, hasn't it? Because of the, as you mentioned, got to score the first goal because of that, like, first goal at Portland Road in terms of a league game. First ever international. And now she'll be the first player to score in WSL2 for Richardtown. So she's got to start. But got competition now with Rihanna Dean, who's got the number 9 shirt. She's been obviously starting in pre-season. Easy one, really, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, very easy. I can't see, unless she's injured, I can't see anyone taking that top spot off her for this game. No doubt Rihanna Dean will be introduced at some point during the game as well, which, you know, whether that's in place of Natasha Thomas or whether it's somewhere else. It would surprise me if it was anyone else but Tash up top.
All right, then. So that is the team. We're going to quickly rattle out. So Negri in goal, Mitchell a right back, Boswell, Peak as the centre halves, Rowe as left back, Robertson Doe in the midfield, then Pesk on the right, O'Brien in the 10, Hughes on the left, and Natasha Thomas up top. That is our predicted 11. Joe could completely do a different 11 when we see it drop on Saturday afternoon and go, oh, we were completely wrong. But we shall see what happens. Obviously, hopefully there's no Southampton people watching this just in case they're going to get some insight. But that's just our predicted 11. Predictions 2-1, Tom, 2-0 for me. First goal scorer, Natasha Thomas for both as well. Tom, just looking forward. Obviously, we've got an opportunity to play at a stadium at St Mary's as well. I think a lot of the players have had the opportunity to play there before because I think it was a few years ago that we played a pre-season friendly against Southampton there. So Tash has played there before, Pescott, I think Boz did, and obviously Peak and Dean, and I think, you know, some of the new signings who have played in the second tier, I'm sure have played there. So, but it's nice that, you know, the season starts at a stadium. And as you mentioned, it's going to be a good travelling contingent of Ipswich fans as well. So I'm sure they'll make noise in the way end.
Yeah, I'm sure all the town players and fans are really looking forward to it. It's it's great to play in a proper stadium, proper facilities and really good pitch. Especially this early on in the season, the pitch will be pristine as well, which will hopefully play into town's hands. We know how they like to play and play along the floor and, you know, zippy passes. So hopefully that will play into their hands. It will be a really great occasion. Hopefully the result will match that, and all the travelling fans can go back to Suffolk on the 3.5-hour journey around the M25 happy, and they can not realise that they're on the M25 for a little bit because they're so happy.
Yeah, thankfully it's a Saturday, so hopefully it's not too bad. Safe journey to everyone who are making the trip. I know there's a few people doing, staying over and having a bit of a weekend of it, so enjoy that if you are one of those listeners. And we'll be there to obviously bring you some coverage. So if you can't get to the game, make sure to follow our coverage because Tom will be doing a live blog. We'll do a nice little report, do some videos, and of course my snappy snaps of the team because that'll be the first game me and Tom, we have to say, that quality. We haven't been able to go to a game in pre-season, so this will be our first game to see the players in the new kit and some of the new signings in the flesh as well. So we'll bring you some insight on what we thought of some of the new signings in their first game as Ipswich Town Women's players. But Tom, looking forward to covering it with you, my friend. Any other business as we wrap up our latest Track the Girls Talk podcast? A lot covered today, our predictions. Hopefully we've not embarrassed ourselves. Hopefully at the end of the season, we can go back and look at them and go, actually, or halfway through the season, we should have a little look and go, okay, we've got that one right. We've got that one completely wrong. But yeah, anything you want to mention, my friend?
No, I don't think so. Just, raring to get going again now. It feels like forever. It'll be good to see Joe and the team again and see how they do at this level.
Definitely, my friend. Yeah, all the best to Joe and the team. We're all here to support you. We're looking forward to seeing how you're going to do in the WSL 2. I'm sure you'll do us proud. And thanks again for Tom for joining me. Thanks everyone for listening to the latest Track the Girls Talk podcast. We're going to try our best to bring you these as much as we can throughout the season. We're going to get some guests on as well and hopefully bring some fans on as well. Definitely the supporters group. Big shout out to you guys. I know you've been doing some really good new social stuff, the supporters group. So well done for doing that. And a big shout out to our sponsors as well, Stardust Spirits and Moleclia. I completely can't say that. That's the one. But big shout out to them. Use the code KOA to get 20% off at Stardust Spirits and use KOA10 at Tom.
Moleclia.
That's the one. local companies that we're who sponsor the podcast, so support them for us. And maybe, Tom, you can use Moleclia. Bloody hell.
Moleclia.
For your part. Oh, so bad. But yeah, great companies. Support them. And of course, follow us on all our socials, Kings of Anglia and all that bits and bobs. And we'll be back for another Track the Girls Talk podcast after the Southampton game to look back on hopefully a town win. So we'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.